Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the link.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Don't tell me you cannot play. But, fuck. Yeah, housekeeping? I just said butt fuck. You're turd, right?
Turd with a U.
Yeah. Turd. Hello and welcome to the TagCast number 19.
That's right.
And I am Gatch.
The Indian of the podcast.
I am the Indian of the podcast.
You never say that anymore when I say it.
I know.
Bad,
well, I just go, I should prepare for an intro, like, not, I guess maybe for a couple seconds at least, right?
Yeah, I always say I'm the white guy. But I'm actually part Indian, so.
Yeah. Did he introduce himself?
My name's Terry Guile, and we're just 19.
And we are just 19, and we are here with guest Zach Rowe with us today.
Hello.
What's up, Zach?
Not much.
Right on.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing good.
Little Eagles of Death Metal going in the back.
Yeah.
It's rocking.
You heard this song?
Actually, I haven't.
Listen. I love you, baby. You're just 19.
I know.
I've been going with the number theme for intro songs. Last time we did I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. 17 by Winger.
Yeah.
I miss the 16s.
And see, nowadays you have to sing about 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know?
Why?
Unless you're Justin Bieber.
Yeah, unless you're Justin Bieber.
Too old for him. I guess. I don't know.
He's hanging out with all the cougars, though, isn't he?
I don't know. When he turned 18, some chick tried to say that she was pregnant by him. Did you hear about that? And then he said, that can't be because I'm a virgin. No, he didn't say that, but I guess they got a paternity test and they proved. Are you okay over there?
Fuck no.
Asthma of death metal.
I am asthma. Asthma Hounds. Wasn't that a band for around for a while?
I think it sounds familiar.
Local band?
Yeah. This reminds me of the Berated. You know those guys, right?
Yep.
Props to the Berated. But they used to be just two of them, and they used to be known as Smegma.
There's a Smegma Studios that used to record a lot of stuff back in the day.
And they said they made a post today that there is an Oregon-based band called Smegma back in the 90s.
Huh.
And so I thought you guys had played a lot of shows probably back then. Might have.
Do you know what that is?
The name kind of sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar, but
it's a gross term. I can't remember that. It has something to do with a penis or cum or something. I don't know what.
I don't remember exactly what it means. Yeah, but I know it's a dirty term. But I thought I'd heard the name as far as the band before. Dirty term.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't remember a band called Smegma. You?
It sounds familiar, but I think it's the same thing like you were saying. Yeah. There was a studio.
Like that I-5 Killers thing that we were on, there was a few songs that were recorded up in Portland at Smegma Studios with a guy.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
I think Sway Nipples recorded there.
Yeah, and Hitting Birth or something.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Another band from that thing that is still playing now is that Dead Moon. Do you remember them?
Dead Moon?
Dead Moon?
Fred and Tootie. They were like a couple.
Is that like Fruity Tootie?
Freddy Tootie. Fred and Tootie. No, but they were like a two-piece, or they might have been a three-piece, but I think they were a couple, a guy and a girl, but they were kind of just roots rocky, kind of White Stripes before White Stripes. But they've been playing some reunion shows, I guess. Oh. Like everybody.
Wow.
I remember the name, but I can't place that I ever played with them. Or
I don't think we played with them. We just were on that comp with them. Yeah. Which, whatever happened to local comps, they never come out anymore, it doesn't seem.
They don't.
Maybe it's the day with the internet that everybody just releases their own things. I've thought about putting out comps, but...
You could just download all the songs off the internet and make your
own
comp.
The only way to really do it is to pretty much have the bands pay to get a track on and then give them a portion of the CDs as kind of the payment, or, that they're buying CDs to get on it.
Yeah. On MySpace, I remember you always get, like, the letter from someone saying, oh, you want to be on this comp? Pay this much money.
Yeah.
Every band gets so many, and they're going to sell them at the... It's a good idea.
It is a good idea, and a way to get out to other markets and stuff like that, too. But I just don't know with podcasts out now and stuff and ways you can do it for free. I don't know if it's...
It makes it harder.
But some people still like physical products in their hand, and stuff like that.
I do.
Yeah. But sometimes I don't have the money to buy them.
Yeah.
But, usually. And then sometimes I'll get...
For sure.
Download something. But like I said before, with the Norska thing, I downloaded for free because it was Name Your Own Price, but then I bought a CD later at a show.
Yeah.
And I got some kind of package deal with a shirt and a poster. And,
yeah.
Because they'll always kick you a cool deal.
Yeah.
Those Norska dudes.
Yep. Definitely. They're really good guys.
So, what have you been up to? Anything fun this weekend, last weekend, since today's Friday?
Yeah.
I almost forgot what day it was.
30 Pound Test played that battle up.
We talked about that on the last show. You guys advanced again.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it was kind of an odd feeling being the wild card.
Right. Yeah. And so the other bands, were they metal, all metal bands, or kind of rock? And what?
Everybody was kind of metal rock-ish. The opening band was Slipknot-ish.
I thought you were going to say was Slipknot.
They were the members that weren't with them on their show. No, they were makeup and stuff like that, keyboard player, guitar player.
Yeah.
American Overdose. They were pretty good.
Still metal.
Yeah.
I hear that name. They play with like Catechist and the Berated, right?
Yeah. And they've been getting a lot of opening slots.
I've seen the name around quite a bit.
They've been getting a lot of work. Then Wolf Pussy came up and those guys they blew the doors off that place.
Yeah. I've been listening to their stuff online.
Yeah. That song, Sheeple.
I hear good
great.
Stuff about those guys.
Yeah. They're really nice guys too. They were just,
right on.
They were the comedians of the night.
Yeah,
it's such an interesting setup, that battle of the bands. So it's each stage has different judging criteria.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Each one, like the first ones was judges. There was three judges. There was someone from Mike Thrasher. There was someone from Rod Black's T-Core.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And someone from the bar. They got their pick. And then now we moved on to this last one, which went off of ticket sales for each band.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How many people that came through the door that said they were there to see you? You had a little ballot that you had to hand out.
Oh,
people.
Wow.
You weren't allowed to hand them out outside, so they had to do it before the show.
Weird.
And so they did that whole tally, and then there was judges also. So that was different.
And there's still a few rounds to go, right?
Yeah, there's another round on tonight.
I kind of like it when whoever's doing it makes, not their own rules, but they make it to where it's not just like,
standard.
Like the comedy competitions I've done have kind of been like that, and some people were like, oh, well, I can't do the finals, and they're like, you didn't read the whole thing.
And any battle in any kind of art is tough, though, because something just about it that creates the energy of competition maybe where it doesn't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's a good, it's a good prize, and it's for a good spot,
Well, when you play music or you do any kind of art, you put your heart in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough to get out there and put that out there, and to have somebody judge you really is wrong.
Yeah.
Truthfully, it is wrong.
Yeah.
It's not, you shouldn't be judged. We should all be working together as a team, everybody doing it together, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
In this case, it
has a great opportunity at the end too.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. And that's kind of the only, I saw a post and it said, for an opportunity to play Warped Tour, send me your email address.
Yeah, yeah.
So why not?
Okay.
And there's prizes along the way and stuff, and there's ways to get rewarded along the way.
And like with any competition, you never know whether the band's more popular than you or not, whether they're going to win or you're going to win. It's just like the comedy competitions, and like we talked about before we went on, you usually, if you're smart, you go into those things not expecting to win.
Exactly.
And then my wife or some other people were also saying, well, you can't go into it that way because you're not putting your full heart into it.
Yeah.
Bullshit,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I do think it's weird to be judged, you know, and knowing what
for
kind
sure.
of areas they're judging you on and then getting your score. Did you guys get your scorecards?
No, they that was kind of cool. When they actually announced the points, they didn't say who the points were for.
Oh.
So he at random, like, splits them up and says it at the
yeah.
beginning, but
yeah.
he's not, it's not in any order
right.
or anything. And so.
And publicly, that's the same way with that comedy competition, but they did. You did, the comics had access to their scores so they could mm-hmm. see what how
yeah.
well they did or how and
constructive criticism.
I kind of like that
going
fact
along.
And you could see what points you
yeah.
got for
yeah.
what areas.
Well, constructive
and you say,
criticism
yeah,
is
and
always
you can critique
always
yourself
good.
At that point actually.
Yeah, yeah. But if you think about it, I mean, you know, you guys have gotten three shows out of, you know, three
yeah.
book shows up in Portland out of
three
the deal and that's
shows.
Awesome.
In a packed house at Tiger
yeah.
Bar,
yeah.
that's a good exposure
yeah.
for you guys.
Great yeah. exposure. We're talking with some stuff behind the scenes with Rod right now that
yep.
he's wanting to book us some more shows.
Yeah,
so really,
yeah.
our
That's
whole thing
awesome
going
too.
Into it was exactly that. We want it was Mike Thrasher and T-Core
mm-hmm.
are pretty much the two biggest promoters
right.
up there right now.
And yeah, you guys have only
sure.
had a handful of shows so far.
That was our fifth show.
Yeah, so that's a great way to get
yeah.
your foot in the door with the promoters.
Yeah.
And if they
yeah.
like you, then you're going to get booked for possibly bands that they consider you the same genre to
exactly.
open for
mm-hmm.
touring people, which is awesome.
That was our whole thing going into it. Was
right.
just get to get play for these guys and get more shows.
And if you
yeah.
happen to win,
yeah.
well, fuck yeah, we're playing Warped
yeah.
Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's kind of like when the Helium Comedy Competition, I knew there was no way I could win, but if I did, shit, it's $1,000 and
yeah.
guaranteed work in
yeah.
comedy clubs around the Northwest and stuff. But
and your own sitcom on OPB.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. next thing you know, you got a Comedy Central.
I've always been so against battles. I mean, I've always been the guy that preaches against them. The last battle I played was, I was in Sinister Prank, and it was against Void at the Venetian.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
And, like, 96, 95.
That's a great segue, because
yeah.
that was, like, one of my main questions was just some history, because we were playing at the same time back then,
yep.
but, you know, a lot of times when we're playing somewhere, you're playing somewhere else. Now, I had a friend. Okay, so were you in Uncle Spunk?
No, I was in Sinister Prank. Jason was in Uncle Spunk.
I didn't
brother.
Know which one of you guys were. And then were they the band that kind of toured around on a circuit or something like that?
No, that was, what were they called? Done Deal.
And Jason, that wasn't you either?
No, Done Deal was Jason.
They had a Done Deal.
Yeah, and a bunch of other guys from around here. It was a cover band.
Yeah.
And they did they were doing the Buzzsaw circuit.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. Ace, I think it was called the A circuit or whatever, but... It, yeah, he was doing that. Uncle Spunk was Jason also, but I was in the doing the Sinister Prank when
mm-hmm.
you guys, Void was always like, me and Floyd were the kids
right.
that were at the shows
right.
watching you guys in the jerk offs.
Like, I was watching
Sandy.
The one you put on DVD not a year or two ago from Monteith Park.
Uh-huh.
I see all these little, like, 12-year-old kids, and I'm trying to see, like, is that, who's that? Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
That kid's 12, but he's like 35 now. So
yep.
it was probably one of them was probably you.
It was probably me.
But it was kind of blurry, you know, old school camering and everything. But I'll have to take another look at that and see if I can find out. But yeah, and I had a friend that used to come by. He was Dave Forsythe, Death Metal Dave, our roadie extraordinaire. His cousin used to stop by. He lived in Crawfordsville, and he'd go past Brownsville a lot, and we'd be practicing. He'd stop by, and he's like, you know, Sinister Prank. And I was like, well, I know like one or two of the guys in the band, but I had never caught you guys except for when we played against you in that battle or whatever. And this yeah. might have been before that. And he loved you guys. I mean, he was like, they do this awesome version of Pink Floyd, The Wall. Did you guys do that?
We did do that at one show. One show.
Okay. Yeah. Because
wow.
I didn't want to come against them and say, no, they don't. Because
yeah.
I knew you guys had, I didn't know, but I thought you guys didn't have it recorded. And I didn't know
yeah.
it was. He's like, they fucking
one
rocked
show.
It, man. And that was like, that's what sold him on you guys. He saw you guys do The Wall.
The weird thing with that is that's like my first show with that band.
Oh, really?
Or
oh,
second,
wow.
second show with that band.
And I don't even think I know. Were they Albany or Lebanon based?
Sinister Prank was actually Corvallis.
Oh, okay.
Remember Without Warning?
Yeah, with Joey.
Basically, Sinister Prank was the singer for Without Warning, the original guitar player, and he played the guitar
player. Was that David Harms?
David Harms.
Okay,
yep.
wow, I can't
wow.
remember
yep.
that. Harms. Yeah. Did he have a band called Harms Way too?
Not that I know of, but
maybe he should.
Maybe he should have.
I thought he had. I thought I saw some pictures with that spray painted on some of his gear back in the day. But it might have just been a mark for his stuff.
Maybe he could have been MC Harmer.
I can't touch this.
Can't sing this.
But yeah, so then Sinister Prank, that turned into Hand, kind of, or did you guys?
Yeah, somewhat.
Just because it was you and Jason.
Well, Jason wasn't in Sinister Prank. Sinister Prank was me, Dave Harms,
Joey
Martinez, Chris Sanders played guitar. We had the other guitar player, kind of that slot kind of moved
around. Yeah,
yeah, there's different
rotated
people. Mike Westby was playing bass, and that went on for a while as that one, but we had another lineup before that. But then I started Hand as a side project.
Right.
I was starting playing guitar and started writing stuff. And mm-hmm. Just wanted to do my own thing.
I think it might have been, you'll probably be able to correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was like either 95 or 96 when I think it was when Void opened for Floater and I got my first Hand sticker. You guys were handing out stickers, yeah. I think, there, handing out Hand stickers. And it said, "Have a nice day." Was that the original name?
The original name, yeah. Yes, actually came from Have a Nice Day.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then I heard several different ones, but it's kind of like any band, you know.
Yeah, everybody had theirs. Happy Americans Need Drugs, Have Another Dose.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, Have Another Dose. That's what it was. Because I thought it had something to do with acid. I was going to say the A was acid, but no, it was Have Another Dose.
Yeah.
I remember playing a show at the JC Hall as Sometimes Why, and we threw out Smarties. I think it was Jared Johnson went around telling people that they were laced with acid. Yep. Like, we're going to lace 200 little tiny bags of Smarties.
I totally remember that. And I remember being the guy going, really? Who's going to pay for that much acid?
Yeah.
And if people throw them away or don't eat them.
Yeah,
I talked to some guy at work like 2 days later, and he's like, yeah, I didn't want to eat them. I didn't want to fry.
So was that like a shout-out to the time that we threw out joints at the Venetian Theater?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Jeff
we like
Simpson
to throw out prizes from the Dollar Tree.
Jeff Simpson got so mad at me because, like,
you guys got kicked out.
Well, we got banned, but we played there again under the moniker of Naughty Women for the Slayer tribute. But,
I totally remember that.
It was so funny because
video of that show.
Jeff's so funny. Well, everyone was sitting the Venetian Theater before it got remodeled. It was just like an old theater, and there was a pretty good space between the last chairs and the stage, and everyone was just sitting in their chairs. And I had this Tupperware bowl full of about 40 joints. It was just like
sitting in the chair.
It was just shake. And then I was like, you guys could at least come up here and act like you like us. And I just started throwing out handfuls of joints. And they just scramble up there. Next thing, the whole thing is just full of like homegrown joint smell. Like not good bud, you know. Simpson
like
was pissed.
13 and 15-year-olds up front and stuff smoking on it.
You're not even supposed to smoke cigarettes in there, let alone weed. And this was way before any kind of legalization.
They had that floater fog machine going, though.
Yeah.
And then, like, Simpson came up, and even though he was pissed and said, you guys are getting in big trouble for that. That was great, though. It was great,
but don't ever
do that again. He goes, you guys probably won't ever get to play here again.
Sound advisor, Jeff. Yeah,
that was great.
Where's he been lately, man?
I don't know. He's
missing.
Busy. He set us up with this nice little headphone mixer and some different stuff and got our sound situated, and now he doesn't show up anymore because maybe he's got some
action. He sent me a smiley face today. Thanks, Jeff.
He should have sent you a frowny face.
I know. I thought it meant that he was coming.
Could have been a sideways
face. But maybe he
was
coming.
And I brought tickets for him.
Oh, man.
Oh, was he going to sell them at the Cash House? Or
no, he just told me to bring Jeff. Bring Jeff a ticket.
Yeah, so if you guys want tickets for the Chronicles of Rock thing with the 30-pound test, you can get them through Zach.
Yeah, get a hold of me on Facebook.
You have a cat?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever thought about getting your cat scanned?
That was a callback from Wednesday's episode.
It was.
I missed my cat when I was going up the fair. I'm a cat lover.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, because I got all those cat cute picture sites. You know, you need a cat scanner. You just, like, have toys on a scanner, and every time he gets on there and it feels weight, it just scans him.
But all the picture would just be, like, the four pads of his feet and his belly or whatever. That's a weird-looking cat.
Or it'd be like one of those ass pictures.
You're like, shit, I think he has cancer.
Or a close-up of him with tongue and butthole.
Kitty
tongue
porn.
And butthole. Yeah, we love kitty porn. It's like a cat eating itself out.
It's summertime, and there's like county fairs going on. And I was looking at some of the county fair artists and surprised at some of the names that were coming around as county fair acts. Have you guys kept up on this at all?
I heard Styx canceled.
Really?
Really?
I had not heard that.
And now the After Styx metal party is just metal party. Actually, it's my birthday, so I guess it'll be my birthday party.
Right on. Are you going to go out there?
I don't know.
All right.
I can't decide. My birthday's on a Saturday night, finally, after 7 years or 8 years.
Well, here's some in Lane County. That's towards Eugene, right? Pretty much Eugene.
Yeah.
You have...
Lane County Fair is in Eugene, most definitely.
Yeah. You have Hart coming.
Wow. Ooh. That's crazy on you.
John Anderson.
Who?
Really?
From the... I'm just a swing on.
John Anderson.
Swing.
Wow.
He's a country artist, right?
He's a cunt.
And they have All-American Rejects.
Wow. Flavor of the Week.
Yeah. Yeah, like five, 6 years ago, right? Oh, that's the song? I thought you were saying they were a Flavor of the Week.
They were, and that with that song, actually.
And this year, Weird Al's making his thing in Lane County.
His debut?
Yeah, and that's on the 18th of August.
Wow.
It's a Saturday. And then you have Douglas County, which has...
is that like Roseburg area?
They have Sublime coming.
Sublime. It's not Sublime.
Eddie Money and a Pink Floyd laser show. And on the 9th, August 9th, you go to the Douglas County Fairgrounds, you can see Theory of a Dead Man.
Ooh. Wow, they've already devolved into the fucking fair circuit?
Yeah. That means that Nickelback's next.
I've got two tickets to the Theory of a Dead Man.
And Journey on August 3rd at the Benton County Fair.
Wow.
And on the 4th is Johnny Limbo and the Lugnuts. Those guys are still around.
They're still around.
No Queensryche?
No, Journey. But
because, you know, I heard we were talking about a week or so ago, they just now won.
A battle of the bands?
A battle of the name of the band.
Queensryche?
Yep. They get to use it now. It's not Rising West or whatever.
Yeah.
Why would they even want to, though?
Because, dude, Jeff Tate is being a dick. I read the story, and like he wants it to be him, and they're like, he didn't even write any of the songs. He just writes the lyrics. And Queensryche is not just Jeff Tate, and he wants to be some singer-songwriter guy and not play the old songs, and he's refusing. Well, I went, and while I was reading on Blabbermouth, I saw the video of them playing at Hard Rock Cafe, and they were doing Queen of the Reich. Dude, sounds like I said, it's like the dude from Journey.
Yeah.
It sounds just like him, but almost better.
Just a singer, somebody's going to be able to replicate that, right?
I mean, just the tone of his voice, like the way, I don't know, it sounded like Jeff Tate to me, but.
Well.
So they're stoked.
If it sounds like him, I guess you could use the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think so. And they said that it's their band.
He is the signature sound, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
When you think of Queensryche, do you think of the music or do you think of the voice?
I would say they're at that point where a band gets, where it's kind of the county fair point, where as long as there's majority of the members there, people are just there to hear the songs. And as long as the guy is doing it justice,
that's
what the crowd wants to see.
Yep.
They don't really care either which way.
Where it feels like they're hearing the real band and they're seeing it live. And the kids these days, they don't know what, say, Steve Perry looks like or Jeff Tate. And they're probably hearing it going, fuck, that's them.
Yep.
That sounds just like it.
Yeah.
And the guy's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw some videos, too, and the guy's good.
Yeah, he was good.
But when was the last album they had that wasn't named Operation Mindcrime?
Well,
they had three of them, right? And then, or did they just recently do a tour where they played both of them?
They did, yes.
Back to back.
Yes. Yep. We talked about it on the 80s.
And an encore of Jet City Woman. You know they did that, right?
Oh, you know it.
Well, now, I don't know, because Jeff Tate wasn't wanting to play any of those old songs, what the crowd wanted to hear. He was like, that's old. No,
the crowd didn't want to hear
Silent
Jet City
Lucidity.
Woman.
Yeah.
He just wanted to do Silent Lucidity-ish songs.
Yeah.
I will say, I saw those guys on the Empire Tour, and they were a pretty damn good live.
That was that was post Operation Mindcrime, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was
Empire. Yep.
That was Jet City Woman was Empire.
Yeah, and it had Silent Lucidity and all
Silent
the like five radio hits.
It was like hysteria.
Jet City Woman. Sorry, got carried away. I didn't tell you guys I'm the new singer for Queensryche.
Sweet.
Did you hear?
I thought you were going to be the new singer for the Scorpions. Lamb since Klaus Wein is singing for Lamb of God.
That's going to be Dave Wilson. But they're just going to do "Still Loving You" 20
Fuck
times.
Fuck off, Dave.
Dave Wilson,
still loving you.
Yep, he's pretty good at that. Actually, he's pissed because I haven't been doing my karaoke thing lately.
I know that. I was asking you earlier, what's up? Oh, yeah, you're going to get that going.
I got some fucked up equipment, and I've had to miss a couple. And now they want me to do another staff party, which is always a blast.
At Mount Calpulia?
Mm-hmm. It'll be my third year in a row.
I got to get me a job there for a day.
Yeah. I try to get your other brother, Dustin, to come down because he's a beer
Robert
connoisseur.
Robert Trujillo? I saw him on my giant TV. The other day.
You should have stood
was
next
he standing
to him.
And I stood next to him, and I was like, that's who everybody tells me I look like. I'm like, I still need to go down to Izzy's and say,
could you imagine,
don't you know who I am? Come on.
Could you imagine if
buffet,
he started,
please.
Could you imagine if he started a band with Kim Thayil? And then you could be the singer?
I remember when I was living behind the funeral home over there downtown.
You lived behind a funeral. Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
And then
it was in a house, though.
It was in a cottage, actually. It was officially a cottage.
Cottage.
But I was reading, like, some music magazine when Soundgarden had just broken up, right? And then I fell asleep while I was reading it on the floor. And I had a dream that Kim Thayil became the drummer for Orange Frampton. How fucked up is that?
Does he play drums?
I don't even know.
That's good. Speaking of weird dreams, we were out at the country fair, and my crew leader had a dream. He's 62.
I don't Lodestone?
Yeah, Lodestone said, I had a dream last week.
Was it about Martin Luther King?
No, he close. He wrote a song with Kanye West.
Oh, shit.
I was like, how do you even know who Kanye West is? He goes, from Fish Sticks in My Mouth, because he likes South Park.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I was like, so you wrote a song with Kanye West? I go,
about Fish Sticks?
Did you win an award? And then, like, Beyonce came on and said, Jay-Z has the best video ever. Or something, I don't know. So I thought that was funny that a 62-year-old man would have a dream of writing a song. I was like, were you like bouncing ideas off each other and rapping it back like Larry David and Crazy Eyes Killer? Because he kind of looks like Larry David. He's about that age. But speaking of Soundgarden.
That's funny. At least he didn't have a dream of pissing on a chick with R. Kelly.
Yeah. So today, Friday the 20th, is speaking of Soundgarden, Chris Cornell's birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Guess how old he is.
Old enough to not be going hungry anymore.
He's got plenty of food.
I know.
He's 47.
I never understood why is he hungry if you don't mind stealing bread?
I don't know.
I'm buying Wonder Stores right down the road.
That's a good question.
And you know what? It's kind of ironic. Also born on this day, also 47, Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam.
Wow, both of them same age?
Same age, same day.
You know there were some good parties back in the day.
Yeah.
Their mom and dad were probably having a four-way with another each other. They're like, we got them pregnant on the same night. And another Seattleite 4 years later, which would make them 43, my age, Toby Vail, which is Kurt Cobain's ex-girlfriend from Bikini Kill.
Oh, man. Ooh,
she's still alive. Can't believe it. Carlos Santana, 64 today.
Carlos.
And he just has to hire popular singers to make him popular.
Exactly.
He does. You know, that whole Smooth song, and that song's like 15 years old now. It was like 99 that song came out.
Right.
Oh. It's just, that song destroyed. And it's some good guitar work, right?
You're talking about
really
Smooth?
Is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smooth.
It's some good guitar work, but there's just overplay.
Oh, just walking about it. That's what I did after I heard that song. And then you remember that song, She's Got Betty Davis Eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who did that?
I always like putting anybody's name in there that has the four.
Well, we had a friend named Robert Davis, and we always sing it to him. He had Robert Davis eyes. Kim Carnes, her birthday, too. So that's all the birthdays I got.
Right on.
I think she's like 100 or something.
That is such a coincidence because my birthday is on January 22nd.
Whoa. That's totally connected. That makes no sense at all. Hey, well, let's start planning your birthday party now.
All right. You like Pee Wee Herman?
I love Pee Wee Herman.
There was some Pee Wee Herman talk going on the other day about his early special back in '83 when he'd come out all coked up every time he'd take a break, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a... You can
on Pee Wee's Playhouse?
No, this is like an 83 HBO special.
Yeah,
back
they
when
actually,
it was just a stand-up character.
Yeah, they started it. He started doing a... he couldn't get any jobs because he couldn't remember punchlines. So he started this character that was Pee-wee that couldn't remember any punchlines and was just mean. And he couldn't get really any jobs, so he started doing the Roxy and put on the show. And I guess it like sold out for like 5 months straight.
Whoa.
And
then he got
it was
special.
Pee-wee's Playhouse. But they
it was a stage show.
Yeah, Phil Hartman, all of the original people.
And is this before he got busted for whacking off?
Oh, this is before Pee-wee's Playhouse or anything.
Oh, okay.
This is 83.
Movies.
And yeah, the breaks happen, and you see him come out from the back, and all of a sudden they're all sweaty. Their eyes are just huge.
Yeah.
Sweat marks coming down the sides of their...
I could swear that a couple of Robin Williams' stand-ups... Like,
oh, I bet.
He's totally coked out.
Anything from the 80s, in comedy.
Possibly.
Right?
Well, you know, that's what... A friend of mine said that, no names, but his wife said that she was afraid of him getting popular and doing comedy because it's all like coke and hookers.
Coke, hookers,
sleepers, sleeping pills, right?
He's like, it's not. It's jokes and beers and smoking some weed and laughing a lot and maybe a hooker.
Well, you know,
if I'm in Minneapolis, why the fuck not?
No, I know. Where else are you going to get material in a small town you don't know?
Yeah. It's like I'm in Altamonte Springs, Florida.
Yeah.
And no one knows me here.
Every time you get a hooker, it's a new bit
disease.
Of material.
And sometimes if you're it's a new disease. And if you're funny enough, then they'll fuck you for free.
Yeah.
That goes to prove like even like gross fat people, if they're really funny, they can get chicks because they're funny.
Yeah.
Like
Sam Kinison. You bomb, you know, you can just get out of there real quick.
Have you guys ever got like arrested for breaking into a place?
I got arrested for breakdancing.
In public?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't
have any cardboard.
I came real close. When I was like 16, we drank a 30-pack of Stroh's, me and my one friend. We were fucking wasted.
Damn.
And then so we were behind this, it was the Realty place in Brownsville.
Uh-huh.
Me and my friend Wade Mock. Hope you're listening, Wade. You probably don't. I sent you a link, but if
Word
you don't,
Wade.
Try to get Wade. Him. He lives in Independence, and he didn't even come to my Independence comedy show. Fucker. Hmm. No, but anyway, so we're back there. We're drunk, fucking around, 2 in the morning. Hey, dude, this window's open. Let's go in here. So we go into this Realty place, and we're digging around. Hey, let's take some shit, you know. And so we took, like, an adding machine and some other stuff, and then I was like, open a drawer. Dude, here's a .38. It's a gun. He's like, what? He's like, take it. Let's go. So we take all that shit.
And go and shoot it.
And no, we went home, and then, like, we told our sister. Our parents are out of town camping, and so we told them, our sister, man, we got this gun. What are we going to do with it? And they're like, we were drunk. Cliff Cottrell's going to kill us. He's a fucking crazy maniac. And if he will literally kill us.
He's a crazy ass killer.
He's killed people before. And they call my parents.
Real.
Somehow, they didn't have cell phones back then, but somehow they got a hold of my parents and told them that we did that. So my parents called us and said, you got to take all that stuff back. So Sunday night, we broke back in and put everything back.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Left the window ajar just like it was because they were closed on the weekends. Dude, it was such a rush to be in there. I'm like, it's got a big plate glass window in the front that says Cottrell Realty. And like, we're mobbing on the floor in the middle of the night, fucking putting a gun in the drawer, putting the adding machine back on the thing, putting all stuff back. Like, so we broke in this place to put stuff back. So could you imagine if we would have got busted? We're just putting stuff back. Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
But that reminded me of this funny story I found on the funny news that I tried to get.
Is that why you became a CPA? You had the adding machine.
Dude, I stole that adding machine and a gun. I was like, all right, I will shoot you if you don't do my
taxes. I'm going to become a mobster tax boss.
No, but this dude in Florida broke into a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And he was on tape. He got to wait. And he was taking the cash register and smashing it on the ground, trying to get it open. And he couldn't get it open. And so when he couldn't get any money, so he took 2 cases of mozzarella cheese and bailed.
Why not, though?
Should go make a pizza.
Exactly. I could maybe sell this for $20 and get a crack rock. They said he was a barefoot assailant. I don't know why that's assailant, but he smashed the glass with a crowbar, and then he tried to get in the cash register, and when he couldn't, he took the cheese and bailed. And they still haven't
who took my cheese?
They still haven't found him, so I wonder how high priority that is.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you'd been running on bare feet all day, you know, you'd probably want to put your feet in some mozzarella.
Maybe he used them for feet, yeah. Like he's strapped into each foot.
Yeah, one and case. That's why they can't track him down.
Cheese feet.
He could have been hungry,
is that like
too.
Buck? Is cheese feet? Is that like Buckethead?
I guess.
Or it could have been like
Mumblefoot.
Screw it. I just need something to eat.
I worked up an appetite trying to smash that cash register.
Mozzarella looks good. If you see it in the fridge, you're going to grab it if it's free, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going to shit for a week.
He'll shit a full mozzarella log out.
Quesadilla.
Speaking of that, talking shit.
You got some shit to talk?
No, I had my story on the last episode. I need something. What do you got for me? We have a segment on our show. You probably know that because you're a listener. It's called Talking Shit. And it's not where we talk bad about our friends. It's where we literally talk about cheese logs and people diving into urinals or whatever.
Here this is called, this is Lincoln Log.
Has it got a notch in it?
Yeah, President Lincoln's last bowel movement, supposedly fished from a Ford's Theater chamber pot, can be viewed at the Dime Museum in Baltimore. The turd was proven to be a fraud when analysis showed it contains Necco wafers, which weren't sold until 47 years after Lincoln's death. Nonetheless, the Lincoln Log remains the museum's most popular exhibit.
Does that mean that Necco wafers don't digest?
I guess not.
Or did they test that shit?
Could you imagine having that
Necco
job?
Necco wafers.
Dude, those are the grossest, chalkiest. Like, it's like eating a thin Tums. That's like they don't even taste good. They leave like fucking powder all over you and stuff.
I like the black licorice ones, though.
No, they turn your shit green.
They do.
That is true, yeah. Licorice will turn your shit green.
I learned that from you.
It's because of the anus in it.
Like, you shouldn't talk about assholes like that. I said, it's okay. I'm half asshole.
It's a very popular fishing flavor, too.
It really is.
I'm half asshole on my mom's side.
It's great when you go to the store to get your bait for fishing and you actually grab them and be like, oh, sweet, anus. And you always get someone who looks over you. It's anise.
Oh, sorry.
Don't talk about my anise that way.
You're like, dang it. I don't even like it anymore. Anise, anus. Okay, so I guess we're done with that, huh? We're gonna flush that segment. Yeah. I peed a lot outside over the last
you
weekend.
Did? Yeah.
The urinals there and the honey buckets, they're not that sweet. I don't know why they're called honey buckets. I think the bees would probably get confused. Like, this honey smells shit.
So would Winnie the Pooh, wouldn't he?
So, like, speaking of poo, like we were, I did have to dump a few times, but you're selective, and you let it build up a little while, so you don't have to visit very often. Mm-hmm. And then I just used the world as my urinal, which we decided was a wernal.
Oh, that reminds me. There was one time we were driving over Eastern Oregon, and three of us in the car, and wife's got to pee. All of us are like, okay, yeah, we got to pull over, pee. There's a park here. Let's pull in there. We go in there, and there's the urinal or
the wormhole.
Yeah. There's a honey pot sitting there. Open the door to the toilet with a triangle coming up out of it of poop.
Oh, I've seen those.
Oh, Cohen.
Who was that last guy that's up there? I just got to go.
Dude, I saw one on Hoarders of a lady that wouldn't clean her house, and she had a big pile of shitty diapers in one corner of the shower, and then her fucking toilet had the big shit triangle coming out of it. I don't see how people can get to that. And like, yeah, so I was selective, and then I peed outside, and that's when we decided the world was my wernal. And then we come up with some other funny little things. Like, we were talking about a guy who had lost his wife, you know. I mean, literally, she died. And so we were saying he's a widower, and if you're a girl and you lose your husband, you're a widow. And I said, well, what do they call it when you lose your kid? And the guy said, well, if it's your smallest child, they call it a widowist. Because he's the widowest one. But yep. A little comic relief from Lodestone there. It's the widowest one. He's a widower.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I wish I could remember more. I had a book that I was writing stuff in from just funny stuff. Like this crazy lady that we camp with every year named Watson. she, like, unbeknownst to our camp leader, you know, the far side parking passes are hard to come by, and they don't give out very many of them. I get one because I have to have my car back there for the charger for my leg, so I get special treatment because I'm alter able. But so she wanted to sneak her brother in, which was cool with Jim, but she took the parking pass without him knowing, and she's always drunk and, like, always losing shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, so she just... It's one of those vinyl sticker things to your window. So she sticks it to a pop cup that's empty and sticks it in her purse and goes trotting off and then loses the whole cup. And then so he didn't have a pass for his truck, so when they come around at sweep, they're going to tow him. And then so he had to go, and it was a big whole mix-up. She's got the funniest sayings, though. He was pissed, and it almost blew the trip. And the first year I met her, like, I just met her, and she's probably 50 when I first... Well, she was probably 48 when I first met her. Yeah. I think she's 56 now, but... She spilled a beer in her crotch. We were sitting in chairs about like this around in the camp.
Uh-huh. And these so nice, luxurious thrones.
She spills
video.
It in her, yeah, she spills it in her vagina there, in her pants. And so she instantly just gets up and, like, pulls her pants and her panties all the way down. I mean, she stands up right next to me, and she's a hippie. Uh-oh. She had a huge fur bikini. And so she pulls her pants down there, and then she takes them off. God, I spilled my whole beer. And then she just kind of turns to me and stands facing me with her big fur bikini. And
you
I was like,
what you see?
Hi, Watson. It was nice meeting you 5 minutes ago, now that I've gotten better acquainted with you. And she's like, what do you think of that, Tiger? And she always does this little... Yeah, she'll say, don't make me get ugly early. It's only Wednesday. I don't want to break out the vodka yet. You know, she's got all these sayings like...
Did she ring it out?
Suck me off with a breast pump, she says.
Did she ring out her... fuzz.
Oh, she went and got a pair of she got a pair of panties on, which were like granny panties. Uh-huh. And then she's not fat, but she's by no means skinny. Then she proceeds to waddle over to her cooler and not bend over like you would normally bend over, but full on just bend over.
Yeah,
digging in her
How
cooler
they teach you not to?
For a yes. beer. And luckily, somebody got a picture of her in her granny panties digging in her cooler. Finds it's just ice and empties, and she's like, "Who drank all my beer? God damn it! I brought a 12." pack. And then there was like 12 bottle caps all around her chair. I've tried to be a good hostess and bring beer, and everybody drinks it all. Then so this year she bursts out with this saying as we're talking about, we weren't talking about sex, but we're talking about relationships and whatnot. She's like, I sure wish I could get laid by a penis again sometime soon. I go, what do you mean, Diane? I go, you get laid? She goes, I get fucked all the time, but I just wish I could get laid by a penis. And I thought figurative fucked, I guess, because she's had some bad luck. She's had some cancer deaths. Okay. And she gets fucked all the time.
I didn't know if she was getting a strap on from a woman.
And she likes, because she slurs the words, and she's like, it was just piss over there. She's like, yep, the world, the world is my urinal. They have female urinals at the country fair this year. In,
so did
you
point
just
out some
them.
Penis for her at the country fair?
No.
At the country
she's 56.
Fair, at the country fair, you think it'd be, you know.
She's not even a cougar anymore. She's a puma. Or whatever the next step up is.
Well, if she's going for some ladies,
she's a 56-year-old. She's a 56-year-old looking for a 40-year-old. That's a puma.
Puma.
The cougar's 30 to 35 looking for an 18 to 21. They have it on Wikipedia. That's all broke down into different cat species.
So what's after puma?
A house cat.
What is when they're 94 to 100 and they're looking for like 73 to 77?
I think that's a gilf.
And if they're ugly, then it's a gazelle.
Gazelle.
Because it's a gazelle I'd like to fuck.
Oh, man. You know what's bad when you're squeezing your nipples between your toes?
Whoa. Pinch my nipples. They're caught between. I stepped on my own nipple. That was from an old comedy thing. Was that The Clumps? Eddie Murphy on... I stepped on my own titty.
What was that cartoon that he had going on for a while?
Eddie Murphy?
The PJs, something like that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, or with Cracky or whatever was that Crackhead's name?
It was kind of edgy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It for a cartoon.
It was one of my favorite cartoon moments, though. Well, I guess it was kind of claymation, right? Yeah. The one Crackhead, he's like, I remember my first memory. And then a flashback to like 5 seconds before.
That was a great
fucking
show.
Hilarious.
It was funny. I like the Clone High. You ever see that? The MTV show?
Clone?
Clone
High. At first I thought you said Cologne.
No, Clone High. It only lasted a season. They took it off the air because they portrayed Gandhi as ADD student. But what it was clones of famous people that had, you know, grown up at the same age, and now they're in high school. So you have, like, the clone of JFK, of Cleopatra, of Genghis Khan, of Gandhi, Abraham Lincoln, Joan of Arc, and there's, like, love triangles and everything.
I do kind of remember that, actually, I think.
Yeah, Gandhi was sticking fries up his nose, and George Washington Carver with Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. I do remember that. That's like the late.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube. It's fun to go back and watch that stuff.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a little segment we usually do called "What's in Hans's CD Player."
What's in Hans's?
And you'll never believe.
Player.
Yes, on Wednesday's episode, it was "Bad Out of Hell 3" by Meatloaf.
Really?
I think he's
last week it was the Bay City Rollers' greatest hits.
Yeah. And I'm reporting, just so he knows, I'm reporting all this to Kelly.
But see, who's Kelly?
Kelly, they used to work together in the warehouse.
Oh, okay.
And yeah,
she still works there?
No, it's a he. Kelly Sigler.
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle's brother?
No, I do not think they are related, actually.
But anyway, yeah, like that was at work, and so was the Bay City Rollers. Because sometimes when I text him and say, "What's in your CD player?" he'll say, "I'm at work, it's this."
Or he'll say, "I'm trying to get a tape in there."
Now, I texted today, and I said, "What's in your CD player?" And he's in the car listening to Monster Magnet, Dopes to Infinity.
Wow. Nice. Well,
wow. I didn't think you had that
I
in
like
you.
That album.
I thought you'd be listening to Dark Throne or Bathory or something. Hellhammer.
Yeah. It's probably my fourth favorite Monster Magnet. I'd probably go with Spine of God with Super Judge, probably around the same level even.
Kind of in the order that they came out, huh?
And no, I'd probably put Power Trip in number 3.
Oh.
Yeah. Ahead of Dopes to Infinity.
I do like that one, but they kind of started getting a different style there a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. But the songwriting was there, and
still
I just liked
it.
His authoritative kind of attitude with the album.
When I got into them, it was Sinister Prank Time, and Dave was just one of those guys that would just be like, check this out. And I never knew what album was what because of, okay, all right, that's cool. Something different.
Yeah,
I had a little trouble getting into it. I think it was the early days of Void, and Lance had turned me on to Nirvana, Bleach. And he's like, "Now, before you make any judgments, just get really stoned and listen to this really loud, uninterrupted." And
Lance turned me on to drinking bleach.
And then, that's not good for you. But then, like, a year later, he gave me Spine of God. And he didn't think he needed to, because I always smoke weed anyway, but I did. And he's like, "Here, check this out. It's awesome." And I listened to it, and I was like, it was lo-fi. The production was poor.
Yeah.
And I just took it back, and I was like, "Eh." And he's like, "Dude, seriously, like, smoke more weed and listen to it and put the production out of your mind. Listen to the songs. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to the ambiance, everything."
Listen to the music.
Listen to the lyrics. Yeah. What the fuck's up with that song? That was a former god of ours, yeah. Have you ever guys thought about writing your own obituary? Not the band either.
No.
No.
Like if you got really sick or if you had cancer.
Well, I guess I have thought about, writing my obituary.
Just
there,
so someone else doesn't do it for you.
Yeah, I've thought about it, sure.
That just leads me to this.
But I've never actually got around to doing it. I've also thought about leaving a note or like what files need to be going through in my computer.
Wouldn't
my
it be weird?
Right?
Wouldn't it be weird to leave a suicide note when you were dying of cancer? Have it in a box that say, "Don't look at this until I die."
People do that, though, right? And they videotape, like, for their family wills to be at the reading and stuff like that, right?
But I just made that up off the top of my head. I was kind of morbid. But this guy that brought the story to my mind is from Salt Lake City, and he had cancer, throat cancer. And once he found out he was terminal and the doctor said, "You're going to die," he wrote his own obituary. And then he, like, came clean about the bunch of stuff that he did bad. And they printed, like...
like stole a cigar from the local Five and Dime?
No, he had a PhD that was accidentally sent to him, and he just kept it, and then he used it.
Nice.
And he said...
Oh, that's awesome.
He said, "To the Motor View Drive-In back in 1971, I was the one who stole the safe I could have left that unsaid, but I wanted to get it off my chest. And then he said other times he talked about his mischief and his lifetime bans from Disneyland and SeaWorld San Diego. And he confessed to getting banned from Yosemite Park. Now to that really mean park ranger. After all, it was me that rolled those rocks into your geyser and ruined it. I did notice a few years later that you got Old Faithful working again.
Oh, shit.
So nice. He plugged up Old Faithful.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
He stole...
What if he's just copying the stuff that other people did, and he's like, well, nobody's confessed to these crimes.
So I'm going
to...
Patterson's wife confirmed the claims in his obituary. So either she's just on his, he's dead. She's on his side.
Yeah.
My husband did that. He stole the safe.
Yep.
He plugged
famous.
Up Old Faithful.
Yeah.
Come interview me.
So that makes me think when I write my obituary, I'm going to say, I was the one who
killed all those
recorded
people.
The original music for Milli Vanilli's song that they were singing.
I was the one that wrote those Aerosmith riffs for Toys in the Attic.
So if she did that for like the fame and money, was it to get like the endorsement from Depends?
I guess. Yeah, exactly. Now you're covered. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was weird that someone would actually do that and like come out about stuff that they couldn't admit to anybody because I'm dead now. So here you go.
Yeah. Her eyes said yes, but her panties said depends.
His eyes said no, but his obituary said yes, I did do it. I was the guy who broke into your office and then broke in again and put all the stuff back. I was the guy that tried to paint 86 on the top of the Central Lynn High School. Didn't get finished.
You did do that, didn't you?
I did. I told that story, me and our good... Yeah. You know what we didn't do? I don't think we covered any of our sponsors so far.
I know. I was just looking at that. Yeah. We haven't.
Boy, they're going to want their money back now.
No, they won't.
Oh, no, because they're cool people. Because you know who they are? The Dixie Creek Saloon. Those guys are cool people.
That place is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep.
I remember when it used to be like a honky-tonk, where it was nothing but country and western, and then it was like a meat market, karaoke, dance club for a while.
And now it's all of those.
The fucking streets would be covered with cars, and it would just be wall-to-wall.
Spotlights.
Yeah.
That place was the first place I ever sang karaoke in my life.
Really?
Everyone was singing country, and I sang Alabama Song by the Doors.
Wow.
It's the first bar I was ever kicked out of.
Awesome. And you're probably underage, too, huh?
No, I
just got my license.
I was
21, yeah.
I was 16. No.
I first sang that Led Zeppelin song there.
Which one?
The Immigrant Song.
Oh, man. Hey, I had a friend that... Oh, wait, we're talking about the Dixie.
Yeah.
Dixie Creek Saloon in Tangent. Go check them out. They got breakfast every day. They're open from 7 to 10 on the weekdays. And
kids till 7 p.m. with a guardian or with Crimson Guardian.
Or if you have an underage girlfriend that you want to bring in, you just have to pretend it's your daughter.
No.
Bad Terry. Bad Terry.
Yeah.
Bad. They got live music every Saturday. They got karaoke every Thursday.
It's always free.
Ladies' night every Friday. And with a vagina, you get $1 well drinks. It's just for the ladies.
So, like, what if you got, like, one of those pocket pussy little things?
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Has to be real and attached to your pubis area.
Do you guys have a favorite Saturday Night Live weekend anchor?
I would have to go old school because I was raised on a Chevy Chase.
Really?
Yeah. But did you hear about the latest SNL anchor?
What?
Did you hear about it?
No.
You're not segueing into it?
No. Uh-uh.
So you dig Seth Meyers? Is he funny? He's pretty good at it, don't you think?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Guess who he might be?
Solid.
He might be the new fucking Regis.
Really?
It might be Seth and Kelly. Kelly and Seth.
I have heard a little bit about that.
Because he said he's not a good actor. That's why he doesn't do a lot of skits. He's just a good, like, camera guy reading.
Yeah, and I could see that. Wouldn't it be funny with Colin Quinn there with Kelly Ripa? But no, I only saw one or two guest hosts of that show. I'm not like an avid watcher or anything, or don't even really watch it with Regis on there.
Oh,
but
what?
I saw Dana Carvey on there, and I thought Dana Carvey was a great fit because he does a great Regis, and he does that, has that kind of personality.
Wouldn't it
that
be
is
funny?
Overly excited and always out of his chair.
It would be awesome if it was Dana Carvey and he was always in character as Regis.
For sure, that would be awesome.
He could do it. He'd pull it off.
Gelman! Yeah. Gelman! Get over here! We're getting crazy.
My wife, Joy...
He would, at least half the time.
...was buying a...
What is going on here, Kelly?
Kathy Gifford.
He's what about David Letterman in there? That would be funny.
I got any gum?
Him and Richard Simmons, they need to team up more. For
I think
more
the
movies.
Best Dave Letterman impersonation is Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
I,
yeah.
You.
Hey, he was on Weekend Update. I really like Norm MacDonald.
I really like Norm.
I like Dennis Miller. And
so
I like Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
He's coming to Portland.
Yeah,
he is?
That's what I heard.
Helium Comedy Club, September 8th and 9th or 7th and 8th or something and something. I heard him on a podcast recently. He's fucking hilarious every time. He just says the most weirdest things that you wouldn't think of, and he's just so dry and deadpan about it.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome.
They had that one
awesome.
Where they dressed up for Halloween as the Frankenstein and Tarzan, him and Phil Hartman.
Yeah. And they sang the Christmas carol.
Classic.
Oh, you just say one word from Phil Hartman with a caveman. Remember Caveman Lawyer? Frozen Caveman Lawyer.
I do not.
That was Phil Hartman. He would go... but he was dressed in a suit and he had a Neanderthal face though, and his forehead was all like caveman-y.
Oh, dude, that's been like 14 years. Do you know that?
Yeah, I can't believe
that's
it.
That's crazy.
Dang, we were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah,
it seemed like it was yesterday.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole like backstory with like Andy Dick and John Lovitz and stuff. Like John Lovitz punched Andy Dick because she was hanging out with Phil's wife. Like.
Oh, during when he got killed?
With her.
No, I don't know any of that.
Well, John Lovitz and Phil Hartman are like stepbrothers or something like
that. Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And And he did, you know, he filled in for the news radio thing for him too. But yeah, Andy Dick was hanging out with her doing coke while she was supposedly like trying to get into rehab.
Right around the time that they all got killed?
Right around the time that she flipped out, and then a lot of blame went on to Andy Dick in the inner circles, and John Lovitz, like, punched him, and Andy Dick, you know, I mean,
he got, like, blackballed for a while.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he had anything.
He has that movie, Danny Ronke or something, first-time director.
Rohn.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And it's totally all about pretty much Andy Dick.
Yuck.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
How he was like supposed to not be drinking, and then he's like, drinks something. He's like, that's real vodka. And he's just like, he's just like drunk.
I need to take a break.
Yeah. I love that show, actually. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Got Jack Black in it for a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of Jack Black, I got some friends that they got a little 2.5-year-old son. They're like, hey, and this was funny because they live in Bend, and they didn't say, we weren't talking about Tenacious D or anything. We're talking about music. And it's just like, oh, we took Kellen to his first concert. I go, tell me it was Tenacious D. And they're like, it was Tenacious D.
Sweet.
And I was like, you're the best parents ever. Taking him to that. And they're like, well, they know him from Yo Gabba Gabba. And he's like, Jack. And then it's like, but he was a dick and ignored him. I was like, what do you mean? They go, well, Kellen said, hi, Jack. I go, well, how far away was he? He probably didn't. I go, Jack's a pretty nice dude. He would have said hi to a little kid, I'm sure, if he would have.
Yeah.
But they said that, and it sucks because, I mean, they're Tenacious D fans, but not like me. I'm a super fan.
Yo, a super freak.
And speaking
super
of super
freak.
Fans, we also should mention Jared, the super fan.
Yeah.
Another sponsor for this episode.
Yeah, he does his awesome videos that he takes around anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, go to his page at thesickdaddy.com/superfan and check out some of his videos if you'd like to get an insight of what the local scene is around here, or if you just want to see some good videos of some local bands.
Yeah, and you should even go to like Facebook and friend him because he's like on our he likes us on Facebook. Yeah. So if you go to our likes, Jared Nelson, and friend him, and he'll give you updates on when he'll post stuff about shows coming up.
Yep,
he's a great supporter of the local scene.
He is.
Really
he's
is
awesome. Mm-hmm. Super fan.
Yep.
Right there.
Yeah, total. I mean, before I even like start inviting people, I'll create an event. I'll go back to it.
He's
Jared invited 35 people.
Yeah, and you're like awesome.
Yeah, before you even finish creating the event, he'll already be going.
What?
Which granted, awesome. Half of them probably don't come, but at least he's out there doing it.
Yep.
I was talking to someone. Do you guys really consider Facebook invites promoting? Because I'm on the fence. I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
It's one, but you can't just do that.
Yeah.
You got to.
But I think, you know, I mean, there's certain people that's what they do.
That people are addicted to it now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
you
so
can't
I think
go
it's
anywhere.
One avenue, but I still think you got to get out there and do grassroots.
You got to get out there and do grassroots. Word of mouth is still priceless.
Yeah, little handbills up at the convenience stores, the porn shops, anywhere, you know,
whatever
the head shops.
Telling everybody too. I mean, and that's a good thing with Facebook is it's like you got your invites, but you also got to. I think to some degree, even write some people.
Right. You have to
send them a personal message. Yeah.
You have to interact on a personal level to get a personal response.
No one's
going to
write 2,000 people that are invited, but you know, there's certain key people where it's like, ooh, I'd really like this person to be at my show.
Yeah, for sure. The people that you really want to, you know, on a personal level have there.
And there's key people too, where the word of mouth comes back, where it's, you write this one person, they're going to tell 20 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You write Jared, he's going to tell at least 30 people.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's also going to be stoked, you know, that you send him a personal message.
Sure.
Yeah, and speaking of Jared, if you're listening, buddy, I'm going to get those Domesticide CDs burned for you, I promise. Yeah. I just have been super busy.
And I'm going to get that Raise the Roof stuff. Worked out.
Yeah, he wants the old ones, What Would Satan Do and Corporation.
Are you going to give him with the bonus Spy No Man?
Yeah, and then he wants me to include Raining Blood, which we recorded during the Good Is Dead sessions, but we're not allowed to have it on our record because disc makers are weird about that
you
stuff.
You guys are not allowed.
Yeah, so. But yeah, I don't even, I don't know. Forgot even what I was talking about.
Well, what do you guys know about Lizzie Borden?
I know they have a song about an axe.
They do have a song about an axe.
Yep.
Do you know if they're back together or out right now?
Last I heard, I think they are.
Because I know Lance recently bought something of theirs.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it was a tape or a CD or
my
whatever.
My brothers
were
really into those guys.
Yeah.
I never got into them.
Our last bonus out was about 86, though. What were you listening to around 86? Do you remember?
86? Did Motley Crue come out with an album?
Yeah. Theater of Pain, I think, was 86.
Was that around?
No, I think it was 87, huh?
I think it was 87.
They toured a lot after Shout of the Devil.
I honestly remember the day that I brought Look What the Cat Dragged into school, like grade school.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And everybody going, who are those girls?
Yeah, they're cute. No.
Like, no, just listen to it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
We had the story from Jerry Murphy when he was our guest saying that they bought the album Dr. Feelgood, and they never heard it, and it's got that part at the beginning.
Who are you going to call?
Tinseltown.
Terror in Tinseltown.
Yeah, and so they stick it in. They just smoked a couple bowls. They get rolling down the road, and they're like...
Sirens?
Yeah, they thought there was cops behind them for sure.
That's awesome, too.
Then it's all dunk, 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 dunk.
It's a great
album. Was that written by...
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Was that written by Nikki Six?
I think
the sirens.
Most.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. He's like, that's a true story of something.
That was my ambulance when I died. Yes.
Yeah, somebody. It probably was.
That was a mix with a siren of a cop that was chasing me on my Harley.
Yeah.
Mixed with a boat chasing Tommy Lee and Pamela.
And he was steering it with his penis.
I think he was shooting at the boat that was facing them.
Hey, we got another new like on our Facebook page. We're up to 68.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that earlier.
It's Decontinuum, which is Albert Snave, former guitarist. Actually, his name's Evans, but he puts it backwards. Evans backwards is Snave.
Oh.
He used to play guitar for Lauden when I sang with those guys.
He was there at that 119 Limbs practice.
When Rick got attacked, Brian got attacked. Brian went to
jail. He stepped in to... so that we
to take the aluminum bat away because you can't break that over someone's arm.
Yeah.
You ever seen anybody break a bat over someone's arm?
No, I have not.
I saw that. He just went like that real quick because the guy was going for his head and just snapped a wooden
broke
bat.
Broke the arm.
Nope. It swelled up like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But
the doctor said that you must drink a lot of calcium.
Yeah.
I've seen a guy take a crowbar to the head and turn around and take it from the guy.
Yeah. And then he went to his van and got an aluminum bat, and that's when we locked ourselves in the jam room.
Yeah, because he had a long splintered wooden bat. They were both like T-ball bats.
This was at the West 11th Archery where all the bands practice, and there was like five bands out there.
It was my first practice. Like, in
we initiated
six
him
years.
To a punk rock
shit.
Band. Good.
Yeah,
we're like, check this band out, Dustin.
Holy shit.
This guy's going to prison for 6 years, and this is your first day. He's actually just getting out.
Really?
Yeah.
Here soon?
Yep. I actually went out and visited him a couple weeks ago.
Right on.
That's been a couple months. What am I saying?
All right.
Time flies when you're living, I guess. Do you know Gina Marinello?
Gina Marinello. Gina Marinello.
Marinello.
Now you're changing her name on me.
It's spelled M-A-R-I-N-E-L-L-O.
No, I do not.
It's a new like. She looks pretty hot. She might be a porn
chick.
Is that
number 68 or?
That's 69.
Ooh.
New like, Dan Kroll, Samantha Jarrett.
Yeah, yeah. I know
Kaylin Payne.
Mm-hmm.
She likes us now. Aw, thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you.
Who's Randy Campbell?
Who's Randy Campbell? Is that a new segment?
It sounds like.
Can somebody send us...
if your name's Randy Campbell...
Yeah, we would like to meet all Randy Campbells. We want to break a record to get the most Randy Campbells in one room.
We're going to be doing that in Hillsboro next year. Wait, he lives in New Zealand.
Wow.
And he likes us.
Yeah, that's a long ways to come from New Zealand to Hillsboro.
He works at the pub. He worked at the pub, and he studied at only drinking on days at NNY because you're not an alcoholic. Hey, Randy, I hope you're listening. He lives in Auckland, New Zealand.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for liking us.
Yeah. So we had a download from Bangladesh, which was awesome.
Really?
Thailand.
You know,
and only 49% of our downloads are from Oregon.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We're big in Boise.
And
that sounds
fun. There's probably an independence in every country or in every state, right? As far
maybe,
as like
but
a city. Do you think there's probably any dependence? Is there any town named Dependent or Codependent?
There's an inner. There's a town called Intercourse.
Everything's sold two bedrooms.
Now, I saw this show one time. I can't remember. It was one of those dumb late night game shows that came out about the time that Wanna Be a Millionaire. And it has people.
Are you talking about?
I don't know.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Maybe that might have been it because you all guess on the same question. And they asked how many Springfields are there in the United States.
Oh, wait a minute, 13.
Dude, the answer was over 100 and something. Now that would mean there would have to be two in every state. I don't believe it. That was the first time I would question
the answer.
Would it be
like Springfield or Springfield Village?
Springtucky. Springfield. But yeah, I guessed like 52 because I thought there was one in every state, and I thought that was why, even though it was based on Springfield, Oregon, I thought the Simpsons used Springfield because it was the most common, that there was one in every state.
No, I always knew that it was based in Oregon because he'd grown up in Eugene and Portland, went to school and stuff, like the signs, like
and
East
like
Flanders
and
stuff.
Skinner.
Yeah. But, yeah, it just came out in the news not too long ago. It was like it seemed like it was old news to me.
There's
but maybe
also
I was
a bar
just
down there that's pretty much Moe's.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much. I think it's
called Joe's.
It's over, I think it's an over campus area.
I can't remember because the guy that used to work at Woody's, that douchebag.
The Tortoise?
No, the guy from the Lost Boys or the Untouchables.
Kiefer Sutherland?
No, that guy, Slick Pony Boy.
Oh, Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon?
No, the guy from Woody's that used to be. Remember?
Soda Pop.
Yeah, Soda Pop. That was his name. So what was the place he used to work at? Max, I think.
Oh, okay.
And that's pretty close to Moe's.
Yep.
And it's on campus, and it's kind of set up like that and stuff.
Yeah.
And we so
I like the game that we played, the 3 degrees to Soda Pop.
Yeah. We're like, no, Pony Boy. Oh, Soda Pop. Yeah. We actually saw him at Level Up. We went to a comedy show.
Oh, wow.
And then after I got done, he was playing some dorky pinball. I love pinball, but there's dorky pinball and there's cool pinball. Yeah. He was playing like some weird, I think he was playing like the Untouchables.
Let's
get with it, Soda Pop.
I was playing Centipede trying to beat my friend's high score because he said I couldn't.
What's dorky pinball?
I don't know. Like
I was playing.
I don't even know. It was some 50s like car one. I don't know.
I got you.
I like
you.
The ones that are like movie themed or they got a lot of action, like the taxi
Adam's
cab
Family's
one.
Adam's Family's classic.
Yeah.
I was taking them on over at Tetris. My neighbors play Tetris, and I'll just go over there and play once and break their score and then leave.
That's funny.
Their high score the other time, I came back, it was like 48,000. Then I went down the second game, I got like 78,000. I was on 130 lines or something like that.
Damn.
Probably my best run ever.
I always sucked at it. Yeah.
Probably I grew up watching people... Tetris Masters that would start on level 19 and just that's how they would play. They'd just hand it back and forth and play for 20 seconds, you know, and try to get the best score.
Damn.
That's funny.
Yeah. never.
So I can't remember exactly what we were talking about before I said that how many Springfields there were, but I was thinking of weird names. Did we talk about a weird sounding name of a town before that?
Yeah, Springfield.
No, before that we were talking about something. Can you remember?
Independence. Codependence.
Oh, you said how many independents. Yeah, exactly. And I said there was an intercourse. Uh-huh. There's some weird fucking names of Ass Woman Bay, Maryland.
What?
Belchertown, Massachusetts. Big Bone Lick, Kentucky. These are actual town names.
Oh.
I'm cherry picking because these are Hump Tulips, Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tight Squeeze, Virginia.
Hump how many lips?
Tulips. It's like the flower.
Tulips?
Hump Tulips. That's one word, Hump Tulips. Hump Tulips. Hellhole Swamp, South Carolina. That's not. Wanker's Corner, Oregon.
Wanker's Corner.
Fuck off, Wanker.
Let's look up that. They're Wanker's Corner, Oregon.
Is it in the corner? Because it better be.
Lick Skillet, Ohio.
And do they have a corner market?
Dicktown, New Jersey.
They need to change it to Dicktown.
There's
Dicktown.
Jackass Flats, Nevada.
Dicktown needs to pay us. I think they count, right?
Tightwad, Missouri. Slapneck, Michigan. Ooh. Here's where I want to go. Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts. Satan's Kingdom.
Wow.
I love Big
You think
Bone
he lives
Lick.
In a kingdom?
Oh, here's one for your Forestall's Fall
does.
Member.
Yeah.
Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. Floyd's Knobs.
Floyd needs to name his next band that.
Roachtown, Illinois.
Nice.
I think those are all the... Oh, Slick Poo, Idaho. Idaho, sorry. Unalaska, Alaska.
Unalaska?
Those are brought to you courtesy of Field Notes, who sent me some nice free stuff for donating
just
some
threw
red.
That on there for you.
Well, I donated some Red Fang video footage for video because they always use these Field Notes notebooks too.
And they had those on the back.
Yeah, and it's got commonly missed. Did you know there's hobo symbols that they write that mean stuff?
I did not.
Yeah,
I didn't know there's about 15 solid air guitar moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's commonly misspelled words. There's distances from the sun.
The
power slide. Or the leg up on the monitor. What's it called when you do the Steve Harris? It's probably called the Steve Harris.
Probably.
It is.
Just kind of point your gun at somebody.
If not, it is now.
Yeah. Can you do the Steve Harris? It's like, no, but I can do the Yngwie Malmsteen. Which is used to be known as the Cinderella, where you flip it around and catch it.
Yeah.
Which was also the Britney Fox.
Yeah, who did it first?
Probably Britney Fox.
He just mentioned Britney Fox.
Probably Britney Fox because actually they're the same band.
And Britney Fox, silent sponsor.
Now see, Dave Wambacher told us that Britney Fox was a Cinderella cover band.
No, they were actually
the
two guys that looked like they should be in Cinderella.
Yeah, what was their band?
I think he said look-alike band.
They were originally in Cinderella.
Oh, okay.
What?
And Cinderella split their ways and two of them went and did that and got
you're harsh
blowing
and
my mind.
You're harsh and
all right,
mellow.
So Britney Fox, what was their big hit they had on the radio? They had one,
Girl
right?
School.
Yeah, because that's why he said it, because I mentioned the Girl School's 1986 album, and he said, oh, I love Britney Fox.
I like that Girl School compilation that they had, the Legacy.
The porn?
No, it's a band. They were all chicks, and then
porn,
they came out with one, and like J.J. French did a solo on one.
Huh. All right, well, I think
good
we better
stuff. Yeah,
we better wrap this one up. We gave a lot of plugs on Wednesday's episode, but we might as well give a few. What was the date on your Portland show, Zach?
Tomorrow night, the 21st.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Come on out and support.
Up in Portland at Bossa Nova?
Yep. Yeah, at the Bossa Nova Ballroom. We've got tickets. Tickets are...
Ticket sales count, so can you go down to the corner and buy tickets from you?
Yeah. Or
just like come and tap you on the shoulder and go, hey.
Yeah, or you can go to Safeway and pick them up also.
All right. But ticket sales from you don't count towards anything?
This one is... according to the rules, it says that they don't, that it's going off of judges because one band gets to go on from Friday from tonight.
So. Still come out and cheer loudly and make the judges believe it. And the judges are going to be the guys from MasterChef, right? You got Gordon Ramsay, the big guy with the glasses, and the bald guy who will just stare you down.
Exactly.
Jackson's going to be there too.
All right. So that's tomorrow night in Portland. Yeah. And then tonight, after you get done listening to this, get up to Salem. We got Lame Fest going on. It's outside of Salem off of Highway 22, the A-frame. There's a map on the Facebook. There's going to be 20 bands and like 10
That's
or more.
Lame.
10 or more yeah. comedians, and it's all ages, all day, and yeah. free.
I thought my friend was going to be there. I thought it was Flames Fest.
Oh, no. I invited him on Facebook, though, on Flamebook.
He's yeah. not on there, so it doesn't count for promotion.
Oh, darn, that is not promotion. Yep, so Boomer's going to be there doing comedy, and me and Jesse Priest and about five or six other comedy people, and I don't know if it's confirmed because I didn't see anything on Witchburn's site, but on the invite, it says Witchburn is playing.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool, though.
To see them for free, that'd be pretty cool, because yeah. they're kind of not super popular, but they're at least good, yeah. and they're girls, some of them, aren't mm-hmm. they?
Yeah, two of them.
And then Saturday, August 4th, Wow Hall, 8 p.m., all ages, Eugene, Oregon, Sons of Confusion, Strange Dichotomy, Catechus, and Awake.
Yes, that is going to be an excellent show.
Hell yeah, and it's going to be a benefit for the Wow Hall, so we yes. want to keep that thing all yeah. non-profit and going for everybody's enjoyment.
Heck yeah.
And don't forget the Vermin Fest, out. August 11th at August Riverside 11th. Community Center out towards Corvallis.
We're looking for sponsors and vendors, so.
Sponsors and vendors, hit them up, Vermin yeah. Productions on Facebook. Or
what
just
are you doing
that.
As far as vendors?
We're trying to get it set up to where we can have some food vendors out front. Some booths with people selling their wares, artists.
Awesome. Sweet.
Anybody
awesome.
That wants to come down and sell their stuff, I mean, get a hold of us on Facebook. I think we're not going to charge a whole lot for the spots.
Sweet. Yeah, yeah. Just no, you know,
we'll work deals
everybody,
for new companies.
Every little bit helps,
yep,
right?
Exactly.
And that's another all-day, all-ages thing. It's $10 at the door or $5 with three cans of food. It's a benefit uh-huh. for the food bank. And 10 bands, $10. Nice deal. So and afterwards, go out to the Dixie. Don't leave early, but then at 11 you can go to the Dixie and for the after party with
yeah.
who's
yeah.
Shovel Belt
and Earth to Ashes
and some other bands
and Open Defiance.
All right,
and yeah, they're coming around for like 4 dates, so they're going to be playing in Salem, I do believe, and up in Portland, and the Dixie. So if you even if you can't make it on the Dixie day. You know, you can go down to the Black Forest to catch them down there on the day before, day after.
All right. Cool. Yeah, and special thanks to our yeah. sponsors again, Superfan Jared, Complete Ag Resolutions, and the Dixie Creek Saloon.
Yeah. Shovelbelt, they got 2 new guitarists.
That's what I heard.
2 new?
Yeah.
When they were a 1 guitarist band yeah. before, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah, when we saw them, I think they had another guy that just didn't make it.
And is Joey not in it anymore, right?
Joey's no longer.
Yeah, I heard him and another guy said, screw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
know the details.
I think
really
the guitar.
Care.
I think yeah. the guitarist went on and did their own thing, and then the other guys did their own thing, and are doing shows now. So
awesome. All right, yeah. well, you guys get out and enjoy your weekend. It's supposed to be nice and sunny, and get out and watch some shows. Happy Friday to you all, and special thanks to Zach for being here. Thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on, and have a happy Friday.
Yeah. Rock on.
And metal.
Smoke it.
You got it.
Go fish me.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable yeah. office pools for sports fans.